The price of Australia's biggest export is collapsing, and there are warnings tonight every Australian household will pay for the hit to the budget bottom line. The price of iron ore reached a record high in May this year and has since crashed 60% to under $100 US a tonne. Here's business reporter David Taylor.
The price of iron ore is in free fall, and there's no bottom to the pit in sight yet. Gavin Wendt is a senior resource analyst with MineLife.
I think we're going to see further price weakness, probably another $10 to $20 per ton.
News that China's second largest property developer, Evergrande, could be about to collapse sent shivers through the market. It's raised concerns about ongoing demand for building products like steel, which is produced with iron ore. But China's also actively trying to cut its greenhouse emissions as it prepares for the Olympics.
Which probably suggests that prices are unlikely to rise above $100 per ton, and they're probably going to trade a range, I would guess, somewhere between $75 a ton and $100 per ton on the upside.
After plunging a further 12% over the weekend, the price of iron ore is now under $100 a tonne. It reached as high as $229 in May this year. Federal budget forecasts have the price of iron ore sitting at $55 a tonne. So there's no problem, right? Grattan Institute CEO Daniel Wood thinks the budget's commodity price forecasts are more or less meaningless.
The $55 a tonne that's put in place by Treasury is really nowhere near what anyone thought the prevailing market price would be. So it's nice to be able to stand up on budget night and announce good news.
The government is also racking up eye-watering levels of debt, now totalling $846 billion. By Friday, the government will have borrowed a further $4 billion from Australian and international banks. Ultimately, the debt will need to be repaid at a time when tax revenue, particularly from Australia's big miners, will be falling. So does that mean higher taxes for Australian households? Danielle Wood says not so fast.
They have already said that they're locking in very substantial income tax cuts in 2024-25.
That leaves, she claims, big spending cuts in decades to come.
So certainly governments are always making decisions about their spending priorities. Big defence spending will lock in higher government spending over the longer term. So you'd have to think that that really does come at a cost to being able to do more to help those on JobSeeker, invest more in the health system or any of the other areas where government spends their money.
We asked the Treasurer to respond to these remarks. Josh Frydenberg responded with a statement saying, quote, commodity prices are inherently volatile. More broadly, he added, Australia's economy has proved remarkably resilient and we have maintained our AAA credit rating from all three major credit rating agencies. He says the budget forecasts will be updated as normal at MyEFO. Later this decade, analysts say Australia's biggest export will potentially come under an even bigger threat. Iron ore competitor countries, Brazil and West Africa, ramped up their production capabilities earlier this year when the price of the commodity was on a tear. Commodities analyst Mark Pavan says their efforts have brought forward the time when both regions may begin taking export revenues from Australia.
And that's been backed by the Chinese who, you know, are going to take all that supply. So, but it's still probably a medium-term threat for the Australian exporters. So I think, you know, where there's smoke, there could be fire. And I think people will be worried that if you've got one issue here, there could be other issues in China. So they'd be taking a cautionary approach. And I suspect there'll be more selling in the market to come over the next couple of months.
Investors think so too, based on the performance of Australia's biggest miners on the stock exchange today. Shares in BHP Group closed down over 4%. It's now down 30% from its 2021 high, the effect of which will be felt in many superannuation funds across the country.
Business reporter David Taylor.